Je hoort een daf hei. Daf hei in de middel, daf hei maar alles in de middel. Again, when the middle of a Shiloh, that the Gemara said, we had a machlokes before, between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, that one said, kol ha-kosav ben is makav ben. Any mitzvah that it said in the parsha of the Meluyim was lekuvei. Even though it only says it once, if you don't do it, it's possible. And one said, no, only things that are makiv l'doris. That's what's makiv by the Meluyim. For the mitzvah, like we just had, like tenufa, like smicha, just like about l'doris, it's not likuva. Who are then b'shas the Meluyim? It was also not likuva. That was a machlokes. So more says now in the middle, Rav Papa Roma, prishas shivam ikke benayu. Another nafka miner is only things that, if anything that says in the parish is likuva, or else only things that are likuva other places is also likuva here. Another nafka miner is prishas shiv ikke benayu. If there's a mitzvah before you do the avodah to be part of 7 days. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that said that anything that says in the parasha of Meluyim was likuva. So by the parasha of the Meluyim, it says that 7 days before they came into the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there was a mitzvah prisha. So therefore, it's likuva that if Aaron HaKohen was not purged those 7 days, the avodah would be possible. But Laman the Yoma, Dovah Sheinu Makav L'Doris, Einu Makav Behen. But according to Rabbi Chanina, that says, no, it's only something that l'doris, for the future generations, if it's likuva, it was likuva b'shas d'miluyim. But something l'doris is not likuva b'shas d'miluyim, also was not likuva. Even if you didn't do it, still the avodah was kosher. Is loy makfa, then by miluyim gufa, if Aaron HaKohen was not porish, the avodah would still be kosher. So the more now, l'doris minolon loy makfa, how do we know this? That l'doris, like after Aaron HaKohen, the future generations, that if the Kohen is not Purish, like we're learning out there's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol has to be Purish 7 days in advance. How do we know if he's not Purish, the avoid is still kosher? How do we know it's not Likuva? So more says a raya from our Mishnah, as we spoke out before. Midikotoni, in our Mishnah says, Masakinon, we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. Hey, so we're afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tomei. Therefore, we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. What does that mean, prepare? That we make sure he has the godim that will fit him. But v'loy ketoni mafrishin. But it does not say in the Mishnah you have to be mafrish. The second kohen also separate him 7 days before Yom Kippur to be able to do the avoida. So it's mashma, even though we don't do the mitzvah prisha, still b'dievah the avoida is kosher. That's why it's enough that we prepare a second kohen. Because it's not so shriach that the first kohen should become tamei. But lo yitzui does become tamei, we're going to have a second kohen ready to do the avoida. Even though that second kohen does not have a mitzvah prisha. So you see clearly from our Mishnah, even though you're not the kohen by before Yom Kippur, does not have the afrosh for 7 days, still the avodah is kosher. So Mele, according to Rabbi Chanina, since the mitzvah prisha l'doris is not likuvam, who are then b'shas the miluyim gufam? If Aaron HaKohen was not a parish, the avodah would still be kosher. Ravina Amravina says, Ribui shiva u'meshicha shiva ikibanayu. There's another nafkamina. Ribu Shiva means the first 7 days you have to put on the Kohen Gadol his big day kuna. The eight begodim go on to a Kohen Gadol. So for the first 7 days, like before he starts doing the avodah, he has to wear begodim. That's called Ribu Shiva. For the first 7 days before he starts doing the work, the actual avodah, he has to put on every day his big day Kohen Gadol. O Meshicha Shiva Ikibanayu. Who are then there's a mitzvah that the first 7 days when a kohen becomes a kohen, we have to make meshicha. We pour on it from the Shemana Mishka. The same way this was by the Meluyim. By the Shiva Shimei Meluyim, those 7 days, it says, every day they put on the begodim on the kohanim, and they also made a meshicha all 7 days. So the shaila of this mitzvah, to put on the begodim all 7 days, and to put the Shemana Mishka on the kohen, is that likubanat. Laman diyom, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that kol hakosav ben makiv ben, anything that says in the parsha of Miluyim is likuva, if you don't do it, it's possible, is makva. So many of those 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if they did not put on the big day kohen every day, or they did not make a meshicha, they did not pour the Shemana Mishka on top of them, their avodah would be possible. But according to Rabbi Chanina, laman diyom, that dover shein makiv l'doris, that some mitzvah, that even though it's Nagei L'Doris in the future generations, but it's not Likuva, if they don't do it then, the avodah is still kosher, is Ein Makav Behen. It's Loi Makfa. It's not
No.
Is ain makav hen. Yes, even Mishastim Meluyim, if by Aaron and his bonim, they would not put on his begodim those first 7 days, and they would not make the Shemana Mishkol 7 days, still it would be kosher. Because the Dorit, there's no likuva. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, ribui shiva?
Rashi says, so Yishamesh Kol Gadol Shiva Yomim Ritzufim.
The first 7 days,
Kishamamana Noisa Bekuva. When we make a Kohen Gadol, become a Kohen Gadol,
the first 7 days is the Yilboi Shemoyna Begodim Bishas Avoida. So the Deek and Rashi, Mashmah, those first 7 days, when he becomes a Kohen Gadol, we have to put on him the special 8 Begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears. But Rashi says Bishas Avoida. Mashmah, even those 7 days, he also does the Avoida. The Reboi Rashi Loshin Marbe, Meruba Begodim, Shumishamish Bishmoyna, the Hedit Biabor. That a Kohen Gadol puts on more begodim than a Hedyot. A Hedyot only has 4 begodim, and a Kohen Gadol has 8 begodim. So Rashi learns the mitzvah called Shivri is those 7 days, you could do the Avoida. Hey, Spishash, you're doing the Avoida, you have to wear your big day Kohen Gadol. The Gemara Thurish tells it up that the Rambam was not like that. He learns, as always Mestavram, that the first 7 days was saying, we're mechanech the Kohen Gadol to become a Kohen Gadol. So before he could do the Avoidim, the first 7 days he still has to put on his begodim and take it off. But those 7 days, he doesn't do any Avoidah at all. But Rashi says, no, even the first 7 days also, B'shas the Avoidah, that's when we put on his begodim. That's one inyan. And Vaita Meshicha Shiva. Mean Sheyitno Sheman HaMishcha Aroishoi. Or Ben Risei Einav Zayin Yomim Ritzufim. The first 7 days, there's this mitzvah to pour the oil, the Sheman HaMishcha, on top of his head, between his eyes. That's where it falls down. So, Kol HaKosta Ben Rashi Zayin Yomim Yomali. When the Torah says milu b'yudayim by a kohen, it means he has to wear his begodim. Shenemar udigdei akodesh ashelu yaron yiyu lebon of acharov lemoshchabem. O meshicha namik, so says lemoshchabem, that goes on the big day kuna. O meshicha namik kol shiva midiyiskash meshicha l'ribui. Who then is the mitzvah to have the shemen amitzvah we pour on the kohen the first 7 days? Like we'll soon see in the Gemara, we'll make a hekesh. The union of putting on the begodim to putting on the shemen on top of the begodim, the top of the kohen. That's not gemina. Even though we had this mitzvah b'shastim miluyim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it was likuva. According to Rabbi Chanina, no. Since l'doris, it's not likuva, who adin b'shastim miluyim? If they did not put on the begodim the first 7 days, or they did not make the meshicha the first 7 days, still the kohen gadol could do the avoida. Aaron HaKohen could have done the avoida b'yom shmini shem miluyim. Tread the Gemara now. Uledoyreis minolon deloy makfa. How do we take and know this, you say? That ledoyreis is not likuva this halacha. That a Kohen Gadol, the first time he becomes the Kohen Gadol, when we are mamana, Kohen Gadol, there's a mitzvah lekatchila. He has to put on the begodim the first 7 days, and we have to make a meshicha, pour the shemen on top of him the first 7 days. How do we know that if we don't do it, still is called the Kohen Gadol? The Tanya will learn. V'chiper ha-koyen ha-she yimshach oisoi v'ha-she yimala yes yodor l'chayen tachas oviz. It's talking about a Kohen Gadol, that we make a Kohen Gadol with Meshicha, ha-she yimshach oisoi, we pour from the Shemen Meshicha on top of him, v'ha-she yimala yes yodor, he takes over from his father, means we put on the big day kuna on this Kohen Gadol. Now, matam u'loyma, what do we need this posik for? So Rashi said there's a posik, v'chiper ha-koyen ha-she yimshach oisoi k'abu yom kippa b'yachri mois k'ziv. This is the parasha of Yom Kippur about the Kohen Gadol. Rashi, Ma Talmud Loina. What do we need the pasuk for? Im lelamei shetei avoida b'Kohen Gadol. If the teaches that Yom Kippur needs the Kohen Gadol, Rashi, Maloi kol parasha b'Yaron Emrim. That we know already. The whole parasha of Achrei Mois by Yom Kippur talks about Aaron HaKohen. B'zayis Yov Aaron, v'nosan Aaron, v'hikra of Aaron, abu Aaron. So pshita of Yom Kippur needs the Kohen Gadol. So what do we need this new pasuk for? That we have to yimshach. Oisoi, he's a Kohen Gadol. So the Mora says like this, Lefi Shenema, because it says someplace else in Shemois Chavtis, that Rashi Lefi Shenema, the Pashas V'yata Tetzave, that's what we're talking about, Yeshiva Shemei Meluyim. Shivas Yomim Yilbisham HaKoyen Tachas Mibonov. Hoi Mei, Shivas Yomim Yilbisham HaKoyen Ratachtov, Rai Mibonov, Hoi Mei Tachas Aaron, Dekuna, Gedoyla, Asher Yove B'yom HaKippurim, Eloyo Moi L'Sharas B'Kodesh. Is there right after the Pashas in Meluyim, it says also that the Kohen Gadol that will take over to go do the Avodah by Yom Kippur, there's 7 days you have to do this. What? That that for the first 7 days we have to put on him the big day kohen gadol, like we said. Is only yellow nisrab shiva. We only know so far there's a mitzvah to put on the godim the first 7 days. Rashi learns the first 7 days he does the avodah, but every day to say that the first 7 days he has to put on the big day kuna. Now v'nimshach shiva. We only know it's good he can become a kohen gadol if he does these two things. If the first 7 days he puts on the begodim every day, and we do the mitzvahs meshicha, we pour oil on him every day. What about nisrab shiva v'nimshach yemechad? Let's say now he only puts on the begodim the first 7 days, but the mitzvah of meshicha they only do one day, or else the opposite way. Nisrab yemechad v'nimshach shiva minayin. How do we know that if we only put on the begodim one day, not all 7 days, then we make the meshicha all 7 days? In other words, how do we know that b'di'evid he can still be a kohen gadol even though he does not have these two mitzvahs of 7 days putting on the big day kuna, the gadol of a kohen gadol, and 7 days making the meshicha? How do we know that still he's kosher? He's still called the kohen gadol. He could do the avodah yom kippur. Talmud Yoma, the pasuk says, "Asher yimshach oisai, v'asher yamala yes yodai mikom akum." Mashm, as long as you made a ma'aseh meshicha, at one time we poured the shem and the mishka on top of the kohen gadol, and at one time he put on his begodim, he's called a kohen gadol. So that's the raya that l'dorois, even though there's a mitzvah l'chatchila, whenever we appoint a new kohen gadol, the first 7 days he has to wear his begodim every day, and we have to make a ma'aseh meshicha every day, but that's only l'mitzvah. But d'yevid though, he's still called a kohen gadol. As long as you do it one time, he's called a kohen gadol. So Mar says, Ashkechon ribu shiva l'chatchila. That was the pasuk before, that shivas yomim yilbesham ha'kohen tachtov mibonav. That the first 7 days, the Kohen Gadol, he's supposed to put on his big day Kohen Gadol every day. So that's the pasuk that is a mitzvah. Aba Meshicha Shiva L'chatchila Minolon. How do we know there's a mitzvah for any Kohen Gadol? When he first becomes a Kohen Gadol, the first 7 days we have to have Meshicha. We have to pour on top of his head, in between his eyes, for all going down his eyes, the Shem and Amitzcha. How do we know that? So Iboy Yisayim in one teretz is, Midi Yitzchra Kro Lemute. Since we have a pasuk here that was said like Mikol Mokam, that Lemute it's not Likuva, it's only the mitzvah. So the fact the pasuk, we need an extra pasuk to say it's not likuva, it's a raya though that l'chatchila there is such a mitzvah like that. There is a mitzvah also the first 7 days to pour the shemen over his head. The boy is saying another teretz is the yom akra. No, there's often a hekish. The yom akra, the pasuk says u'dig day hakodesh asher li'aron yiyu labonav achrov. Hey, it's the same begodim that Aaron, the first kohen gadol, wore when his children take over, when they become a kohen gadol, they also have to wear it. L'moshcha b'hem, they also have to have a meshicha. U'lamalei b'mis yodim, and they have to fill the hands, mean wearing their begodim. So in this pasuk says l'moshcha b'hem means you have to make a meshicha on the kohen gadol, and u'lamalei b'mis yodim means they have to wear the begodim. Is ishkash meshicha l'ribui? In this pasuk here says a hekish that the same way there's a mitzvah of putting on the begodim the first 7 days to become a kohen gadol, who are then there's a mitzvah the first 7 days to pour the meshicha, to pour the shemen on top of his head. Nor my ribu shiva, just like there's a mitzvah to put on the begodim the first 7 days, is af meshicha shiva. Who are then l'chatchila there's a mitzvah the first 7 days you become a kohen gadol, we have to make meshicha, pour the shemen on top of you every day. So this again was another nafkamina. It says these two mitzvahs v'shasta miluyim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, whatever it says in the pasuk was likuva. So if Aaron didn't have these two mitzvahs, he couldn't be a kohen gadol. According to Rabbi Chanina, no. Just like l'doris, it's not likuva all seven as long as you do it one time. Who were then by the meluyim, by Aaron HaKohen, if the Evid, he would have only done it one day, he could still be a kohen gadol. So the more of my time and now, the man the yomar, kol hakosuv ben makif. What's that kapshan Rabbi Yochanan? That he says whatever it says in the pasuk of miluyim, for that 8th day, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Aaron HaKohen was the first one to do the Avodah, how do we know any mitzvah says there's likuva? Because usually by Kodshim, the klal is, you need a shinu olav akosav lakiv. If the Torah says a mitzvah one time, it means it's something nice to do, it's a mitzvah to do it. But if you don't do it, the korban is still kosher. By Kodshim, is new klal, the Torah has to say it two times. So here by the Meluyim, how do we know even though the Torah only says it one time, it's likuva? If he doesn't do it, he's not called a kohen? Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna, Omer Akro, the pasuk says, the Yosisa Liaron Labonov Kocha. It says an extra word Kocha this way. It means Kocha Ikuvu. Since the pasuk says Kocha, this is the way it has to be done. If you don't do it this way, it's no good. So that's the raya that any mitzvah says in the pasha Miluyim is Likuvu. For the Gemara Hotainach Kol Milsa Tiksiva Bahayin Yona. That's good. Everything it says in the parshas of the Tzavod by Meluyim, in the parshas of Atat Tzavah. That's where it says this posuk of Kocho. So anything it says in Shemois by Atat Tzavah, it talks about the Tzivuyim, what you're supposed to do b'shas Meluyim. That's good. That it should be Likuva. But something that doesn't say in the parsha of Atat Tzavah about the Tzavah when Hashem commanded them to do. There's another parsha in Vayikra and Tzav that talks about the actual Asiyah, how they do it. And there it says certain things that there are the mitzvahs there. So how do we know those mitzvahs are likuva? Rashi explains to loiktiv the parsha of Meluyim b'zeh adav rashatasem loiktiv sheiten el achoshin urim v'tumim. In the parsha of Atat Tzavah, the tzivui to do the Meluyim, it doesn't say that in the choshin you have to put the urim v'tumim. Kishel bishem when they put it on the kohen gadol. Aber b'parsha Tzav esaron shenem rishom asiyas hameluyim. There the Torah says exactly how they did the Meluyim. Ksev, there it says, Vayiten olav es achoshin, Vayiten el achoshin es urim v'esatumim. The mashmet likuva, since the pasuk says over there, you have to put the urim v'tumim inside the choshin, so that's a mitzvah, and if they wouldn't do it, he wouldn't be called the kohen gadol, will be posel. So for the Gemara, how do we know that? This inyan to put the urim v'tumim in the choshin doesn't say in Atat Tzavah where it says the word kocha, it says it in the Pashas Tzav. There it doesn't say the word kocha. So how do we know it's likuva? Tzav the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Yalav Pesach Pesach. There's a Gzeri Shavah, the two Pashas. The Pasha that says in Tzav about the Asiyah, and the Pasha that says in Atat Tzav about the Tzavah, Hashem commanded them, we learn that one from the other. Shrashi Pesach Pesach, V'tzavah in Shemois Tziv El Pesach Oyomayit. And that's an extra pasuk there. V'chein b'yasiyah. T'atakriv Pesach Oyomayit. V'yochol Aaron Ovonov es Boser Ayil v'yasalechem Asher Basal Pesach Oyomayit. V'chein b'yasiyah. It's called Eide Hekilu El Pesach Oyomayit Bishlo es Boser Pesach Oyomayit. Kitz is an extra pasuk. Both places Pesach Pesach. Learn out of Gzeirish Ovom. That just like what it says in Atat Tzavah by the Tzavah, anything it says there was Likuva, who I did in the Pasha Tzav. Anything the Torah says there, that you have to put the Urim V'tumim inside the Choshin, that's also Likuva. We have Meshashi, says another Teretz. We have Meshashi, Amano. In the Pashas Tzav, in Vayikra Gufa, there's a Raya, whatever it says there is also Likuva. The Pasuk there says, Ushamartem es Mismeresh Hashem. Ikuva, that's also a Lashon of Likuva. So Drashi, Meshashi, Amma. The Pashas Asiyosa Nam Likuva Ksiva. Even the Pashas Tzav, it says a Lashon Likuva. Ushamartem Mishmeres. Mashma tishma kechol akosiv for leitzara gzereshova. You don't need the gzereshova. Stam, you have an extra pasuk here. Ushamatem es mismerish Hashem to teach us that whatever it says here, you have to watch. And if you don't watch it, it's pasul. So from here we know it's likuva. Rav Ashi says another teretz. Again, in the parshas of Tzav Gufa, it's mashma whatever it says there is also likuva. But Omar, the pasuk says, Ki chein suveisi. It says, that's the way you were commanded to do. Ikuva, that's also a lashon of likuva. Now the Gemara, since the Gemara dashed in this pasuk, Ki chein suveisi, that was talking about in the pashas of Tzav, about the Meluyim, now we're going to bring down another braisa that dashes another pasuk, that also says the same lashon, Ki chein suveisi. Nothing to do with the Meluyim. Stam, this is the pasha by Aaron and Moshe. When Moshe got angry at Aaron, how come he burnt the Siyah Shavash Chodesh? Tatan Rabbanan. It says three times in the Pasha in Vayikra Yud, it says, Kichein Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzuvesi, and Kasher Tzivu Hashem. It says three times in that Pasha these Lashonis. In the real extra, so Gemara's explain now, why do we need all these three Kichein Tzuvesis, like Kasher Tzivu, like Rashi explains. Tatan Rabbanan. Kichein Tzuvesi. I did the Noket Hochel Midrash Kain, Kain Tzivesi, Linyona de Meluyim. Since the Gemara just got finished saying that in the Pashas of Tzav by Meluyim, it says this Lashon Kichein Tzivesi, which means any mitzvah it says there was Likuva, is also Kabbalah Braisacha. Our Gemara brings out on this Braisa. Lemedrash Kichein Tzivesi, the Shmini, where it says in Pashas Shmini, Lemayosa. Where does it come from? For Lav Ninu Hu Kura de Linyona de Meluyim, we're not talking about the same Pasuk of Meluyim that's talking about Tzav as Aaron, Elo de Vyom HaShmini. We're talking about now on the Yom Shmini Shem Meluyim. It says there, b'mincha k'chu es ha'mincha anaseres mi'ishi Hashem v'yichluhu matzois eitzel ha'mizbeh k'chein tzuveisi. It says loshen k'chein tzuveisi. Then it says k'asher tzuveisi, Rashi says, gabi istir chatis asher doros Moshe v'inei sarah. Moshe, at a time of Aaron, how come you burnt the seer shorish chodesh? Exib, Ocho Teichlu Weisiv Mokum Kodesh Kasher Tziveisi. That like, how come you didn't eat it? And then the pasuk says, Kasher Tzivu Hashem, Ka Beishoy Katruma V'Chazo Atnufa. Exib, Teichlu Mokum Tor, Kasher Tzivu Hashem. Says also in that parsha again, Kasher Tzivu Hashem. So Rashi explains the Kasher is now, V'lo Boli Chad Mikol Hani. How come I have to say like these three times, Hashem commanded us? V'chi Chol Hadvorim Shenemu L'Moshe, L'Moshe L'Yisrael Chozo V'yom Kichain Tziveisi. Like usually when Hashem told Moshe to tell something to Klai Yisrael, he didn't end off to say, this is the way Hashem commanded me. Pshita! Whatever Moshe told, this is what Hashem told him. So how come here, that Pasha of Shemini, three times I have to say a Loshen like, Kasher Tziv Hashem. What's the purpose of these three in Yonin? So Gemara Dashen is now, each one separately. Gemara says, Ki chein, Tzuveisi, means Baninas Yechlu. That was a Chiddush. That even though Aaron HaKoyin was an Oinin, his two sons, Nadav and Avihu, died, still, he was allowed to eat this mincha. Rashi says, Oinanin, Al Nadav Yavihu, Aaron, and he made Mluyim, that's when Nadav and Avihu died. The Kodshim Asur Loinin, and usually a Loinin, that means if one of your mason Kroizim died, you're not allowed to eat Kodshim. Mikal Vuchayim and Mimaisa Kal. We learn that from Kal Vuchayim from Meiser. Yechsev Gabi Meiser, lo yechalti bi'oini, mimeni. You're not allowed to eat Loinin, is not allowed to eat Meiser. So pshiti nalari kachin. Vu'amal hem lecho la mincha. Ma'ashenken here, the tzibu was, you're allowed to eat this mincha. Huskak loimek echein tzibaisi baninus techlu. That's why Moshe had to repeat himself and say, even though it's a chiddush, even though usually an oinin can't eat kachin, here Aaron, you should know you're allowed to eat the kachin. The mincha that you brought that day, you are allowed to eat. And how do I know that? Echein tzibaisi. That's why Moshe had to repeat himself, I was commanded from Hashem to tell you this chiddush, that you are allowed to eat even though you're an oinin. Right, Kasher Tziveisi, another pasuk that says Tziveisi, that means B'shas Maisa Omelehem. That he told them B'shas Maisa. What does that mean, Rashi? Kasher Tziveisi B'shas Maisa Omelehem. Kishemotza Mash Osu, Shesofu Sir Hachatis. That day, Aaron burnt the Sir Hachatis, Vu Sir Shorash Chodesh. He brought three kabonis that day. One of them he burnt. His one of them he held, he wasn't allowed to eat. So, since he wasn't Einin, he held the Sir Shorash Chodesh, he's not allowed to eat. His Omelehem, so Moshe tying it back to Aaron, why did you burn it? Heim lo yuves domai. Like there was no psul, you didn't bring the blood the wrong place. Ha lo liiru boi psul. No psul happened to the korban. Is hoi lachem loich leva kodesh. So Moshe tying it to Aaron, you should have eaten that korban also. Kasher tziveisi yes from the mincha. The same way I told you that the mincha, even though you're an oinin today, you're allowed to eat the mincha, shemat lachem bo, shemepi ha-kodesh brach nesavisi, that I told you just like you're allowed to eat the mincha. I told you from Hashem, so Moshe is telling him, now also, this chatis also you should have eaten. And we'll soon see the Teretz is, Aaron knew, not like that, that there were three kabbonas brought that day. Two of them were chidushim haroi yeshua. Only for that one day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yom Shmini Shemluyim, they brought two special kabbonas. So those two special kabbonas, Hashem gave them a het to teat, even though they were anointing. Mashenkin, the third kabbon of Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh. That's a carbon you bring every single Rosh Chodesh. That's a regular carbon. On that carbon, there was no heta for Aaron to eat. So Aaron was right, the fact he burnt the carbon show Rosh Chodesh. But Moshe made a mistake, and Moshe tied it to Aaron, you just like you're allowed to eat the other carbonus, you should have eaten the Siach Rosh Chodesh also. That's what he said, Kasher Tziveisi. And Vaito, Kasher Tziv Hashem, that the Moshe said, Kasher Tziv Hashem, that means, V'loi me'alai ani oimer. I'm not saying this for myself, I'm saying it over from Hashem. And Rashi says, Kasher Tzivu Hashem lo me'alai ani yoimer. Ho yusaymchem al pi adibur. Like Moshe was saying, I'm telling you over, that's what Hashem wants you to do. V'yochlu ois oinin. And even though you're an oinin, still you'll not eat it. V'loi sasu kasher asisim chatis. Now Moshe was telling them, you shouldn't have done what you did with the korban chatis. So Rashi says, Moshe made a mistake. Because the heter, a Torah was only by the mincha v'chazor v'shoik. Or siya shmini. Or v'siya nachshon. Shoyekot say shor. Those two kabbonas were special kabbonas brought special for the Yom Shmini Shemluyim. Avasir Rosh Chodesh, Shokot She Doris, Loyhut Aloinen, Oshleitz Asirim Kovel Boi Bayoim. Three of them were brought that day. Lanisaf Elo Shor Rosh Chodesh Mavad. And Aaron only burnt the carbon Shor Rosh Chodesh. Because on that he held there's no heter to eat it since he's an Oinen. The heter for the Oinen was only the special two kabbonas that were brought special for that day. So that's why the pasuk there says three times this lashon that he was commanded for the three chedushim he's saying over. Right. Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Michnasayim ein tzuvim bepasha. It doesn't say anywhere how when the kohanim put on the michnasayim, they're underpants. Torah doesn't talk about it. Rashi says, "Ein klufim b'pashis." But levishas habegodim, when the Torah says how they put the begodim on Aaron Akoin, loy b'tzavua b'loy b'asiyah. Not in the Parshas Shemois, when it says about the tzavua, he commanded them to do it, and not in Parshas Vayikra, when they actually did it. It doesn't say anywhere that they put on the koyin the michnasayim. So the Moruk is Shuwaima, when the Pasuk says at the end, in Shemois, v'zeh ha-dover ha-shetas olehem, lekadish oisom lechayim, is lo-biyah michnasayim. That's the actual vav. V'zeh ha-dover means something that is said before in the Parsha. Before it spoke about, when it spoke in the Parsha before, it was talking about the Begodim, the Big Dekuna, so it said the Michnasayim. Now the next post-Parsha, the Parsha is talking about the Tzavor, when Hashem committed them to make it special for the Kohanim, it says Loshen V'zeh HaDover, and this thing means to include what we're talking about before, the Michnasayim. V'zeh HaDover Shasitas Elohim L'Kadosh Eishon L'Kayin L'Hovi HaMichnasayim V'Asir V'Seifa, that a Kohen has to bring an Asir V'Seifa also. And Rashi says, Kishuayna v'zeh ha-dover shasiv v'taslehem. Vov, it says v'zeh ha-dover, what's the vov? Moisav alinyun rishin, ha-madabe b'tzavois asiyas ha-begodim. V'shom ksiv v'yoso lo michnesei bad. It's when the Torah stamp talks about making the begodim, generally, it says you have to make a michnesei bad. But later when it says how the kohanim, the tzavo, to put on the begodim on the kohen, it doesn't talk about the michnesayim. But it just says, v'zeh ha-dover, the vav includes that when you put on the begodim, on the kohen, you have to put on his michnasayim. And vayta v'yasir v'seifos at Rashi, sh'akahanim tzrichim lovi b'yom chinuchim. Anytime a kohen first becomes a kohen to do the avodah, the first day he does the avodah, he has to bring a special mincha, an asir v'seifos. V'yafilu a hedyet, even a korban hedyet, a regular kohen, k'dermina b'mnochis. The first time he does the avodah, he has to bring an asir v'seifos. So here the Pasha doesn't say it, but in the V'zeh HaDover includes, he needs the Asir HaSeif also. Shred Gemara, Bishleima Michnasayim Tzivei Binyon of the Begodim. Bishleima, that the V'zeh HaDover, the Vav includes, that you have to put on the Michnasayim as underpants, is good because it spoke about it in the Pasha before. As before, I was talking about making the actual Begodim. Now the next Pasha says, that Tzavot, to put it on the Kohen, so even though it doesn't say to put the Michnasayim on, but it says V'zeh HaDover, the Vav is Moisif. Just like before, we're talking about we had to make the Michnasayim. So in this Pasha also, it's like the Torah is saying, you have to put them on them also. El Asir HaSeifim in Olon. But how do we know to learn in this Pasha, V'zeh HaDover Shatas Lehem? You know what you have to do to a Kohen when he wants to become a Kohen? He has to bring an Asir HaSeifa. How can we be marvel this in the Vav, in the V'zeh HaDover, the Pesukim before, we're not talking about the Asir HaSeifa? So how could you include Asir HaSeifa when the Pasha is not talking about it? Have the Gemara, Asiya zeze, Erechlaim et exeris sova zeze, mi vizeh korban aron uvonov, hashiya grivo lashem asira seifam. And Pashas of Ayik Revov, it says this lotion of, vizeh korban aron uvonov, hashiya grivo lashem asira seifam. Asira seifam. Let's not go over there, the vizeh means the asira seifam. Here also, in Shemais Chavtes, when it starts talking about the tzavon, how, what the Kohanim have to do, it also means to include that the first day they do the avodah, they have to bring a special mincha, the asira seifam. Amar Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, Minayin Shaf Mikro Parsha Makiv. How do we know that B'Shas B'Miluyim, there was a Tzivah Moshe should read off the Parsha of the Klai Yisrael? How do we know even that is also Likuva? And Rashi says, Mikro Parsha B'Miluyim, Shen Etzava B'Viyata Tetzava, in the Parsha Atat Tetzava it says, Omer Lehem Letzibur, the Esrim Vesholosh B'Adar, on the 23rd day of Adar, Kishyetchilu HaMeluyim, those were the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Shivas Meluyim started, V'Hikul Esrei, they gathered them together, V'Pesach HaMoyed, Shinema V'Tikor Eloedo, V'Yoyme Moshe Eloedo, Zeh Adov HaShatibu Hashem. Lastly, that Moshe Zeh Adov means he had to tell over the Mikroyas Tepsukim. U'Mikroyas HaLolo B'Athiyas HaMeluyim B'Tzavas Aaron. He said over to them these Tepsukim to the present Tzavas Aaron. So how do we know this is the Likuva? That if Moshe wouldn't have said over the Psukim, it would be possible to do the Avoida? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Vayoyme Moshe Elayda, Zeh HaDover Shetziv HaShem. That means what Zeh HaDover, what's HaDover? Afilu Dibur Makiv. That's what the extra Pasuk is telling us. Zeh HaDover, even this mitzvah of Dibur, just saying over the